Welcome to Explorations in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. Protest songs are part of the fuel of revolutions. Today, we talk to three rappers who played an active part in the Arab Spring revolutions and America's Occupy protests. رئيس البلاد أنا اليوم نحكي معك باسمي واسم الشعب الكل اللي عايش في الأعلام. A new generation of musicians helped give voice to the popular uprisings in 2011 that came to be called the Arab Spring. In Tunisia, the rapper known as El General, Hamada bin Amour, uploaded a song to YouTube in November of 2010. He called it Rais Libled, meaning president of the country or head of state. It criticized the government of Zain El Abidine Ben Ali with lines like, "Mr. President, your people are dying, and I see injustice everywhere." The song quickly became popular among Tunisians as they began to protest against high unemployment, rising food prices, and corruption. El General's music helped express the demands of protesters following the death of Mohamed Bouazizi. He was a 26-year-old Tunisian who sold fruits and vegetables on the street in Zidi Bouzid. In December of 2010, he set himself on fire to protest police abuse. Tunisians rebelled, and the following month, their longtime president fled the country. When the protests had spread, El General posted another song on YouTube called "Tunisia is Our Country." As a result, security forces detained him, but they freed him soon after Tunisians demanded his release. Hamada bin Amour has been singing about social and political issues and inequality since 2008. VOA's Faiza El-Masri asked El General if he had expected Rais Libled to become so popular.
No, I didn't. I just wrote from my heart and just wanted to defend the Tunisian people and express how they feel. And with God's help, we got rid of the president and the government, and every single Tunisian citizen shared the same feeling I expressed in the song. We were living in horror, not only us, all other people, like Egyptians, Libyans. We were all afraid of the governments. We wouldn't dream that we would get rid of them.
Now he worries about the future. He says he hopes the suffering and sacrifices of young people will not be worthless. He hopes that the people in Arab nations will be happy with the governments that come to power. But one thing El General says he does not wish for is to enter politics.
I'm an artist. I would never be a politician. In politics, you have to be maneuvering, and I like to be straightforward. That's why I prefer to be a singer, an artist.
The demonstrations in Tunisia helped create a new movement of Arab protests across North Africa and the Middle East. Egypt's longtime leader, Hosni Mubarak, and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi were also driven from power in 2011. A year-long uprising in Yemen forced President Ali Abdullah Saleh to leave office early in 2012, after 33 years in power. El General is currently working with other musicians to denounce the violence in Syria. Protests began there in March of 2011, and grew into armed conflict as the government tried to crush the popular uprising. In the early months of the Syrian protests, there were reports about a young man named Ibrahim Kashush. At protests, he would sing a popular song among opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The song included lines like, "It's time to leave, Bashar," and "Freedom is near." Mr. Kashush was found dead in the Orontes River in his hometown of Hama. His throat was cut, and reports said his vocal cords were removed, a message to anyone who might want to rebel or sing anti-government songs. The Arab Spring movement spread with the help of social media like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. In Libya, activists used social media to report on the violence and protests that took place in the east. Khaled M. is a rapper who was born in the United States to Libyan parents. He says the activists received training from a group of dissident Libyans living in the American state of Kentucky. He says they trained people in eastern Libya how to reach Western media through sites like YouTube and Google Voice. Khaled M. used some of those reports to later produce a video for his song, "Can't Take Our Freedom." The song includes the British-based musician Loki, who was born to an Iraqi mother and British father. "Can't Take Our Freedom" was released around 2 weeks after the protests in Libya began in February 2011. The song became popular among people in Libya.
In the darkest hour, when the world has turned away and no one's watching, when the sky has turned gray and you have no options, when your voice is illegal, only choice for the people is to stand up proudly in the face of death. It ain't a waste of breath when you speak up loudly on behalf of the kids in the street with no pot to piss in, living on their own cause their pop is missing. Don't know if he's dead or he's locked in prison. Disappeared, they consider him the opposition. And now I'm having visions of dreams I shouldn't see. Like, could we be this close? Nah, couldn't be. But if the people in Egypt and Tunis could do this, decide they fake, then why wouldn't we? More than 40 years, he done brought the nation under occupation. We cannot be waiting, we gon' stop debating. When one of us dies, 10 jump in line ready to box with Satan. You can't take our freedom or take our soul. Take our freedom or take our soul. You are not the one that's in control. You are not the one that's in control. La ilaha illallah. No power's greater than God. Go ahead and devise your plans. At the end of the day, you are just a man.
Khaled M. told us that at first he did not want to speak up about the rebellion or urge people to protest. He did not want to speak for people in Libya since he was not living there. But he says Libyans asked him to be their voice. So he wrote, "Can't Take Our Freedom." The song mentions his father, who had escaped from jail as a Libyan dissident years earlier. It also mentions his uncles who were tortured or killed. He says the song is meant to urge people in oppressed societies to use their voice.
Basically, it was just an encouraging song to let people in Libya know, and also in other countries facing oppression know, that to use your voice and to stand up and to speak out, it's not a waste, and it's not done in vain. You know, people were dying and being slaughtered for just holding up signs, and we wanted them to know that we were with them and the struggles weren't for nothing, and now everybody realizes that. And also, this was at a time when media, foreign media, hadn't yet infiltrated Libya, and the world kind of wasn't in the know about what was going on. This was before NATO's involvement.
In Egypt, protests began in Tahrir Square in Cairo in January of 2011. Less than a month later, President Hosni Mubarak resigned. The calls of the huge crowds of peaceful protesters were answered.
Welcome, welcome in New Egypt, welcome in New Egypt.
The occupation of Tahrir Square gained the attention of the world. It also influenced the Occupy Wall Street protests that started in September of 2011 in New York City. The Occupy movement spread across the country and to other countries. Demonstrators occupied parks and other public spaces. They called themselves the 99%.
The fact is that we use social media. We use Twitter, we use Facebook, we email, we text one another, and we can muster a couple of thousand people within an hour to gather at any spot that we ask them to gather at.
They said it was unfair for the richest 1% of the population to control much of the nation's wealth. Most of the occupiers said they were not against capitalism, but against the growing divide between the rich and the poor. M1 is a rapper and activist in the United States. He and Stickman perform as the hip-hop duo Dead Prez. M1 joined the Occupy protests in several cities. He says that like the Arab Spring protests, many of the protesters were young and new to public resistance.
And most of the people are new resistors. We're not talking about old, experienced, would-be revolutionaries, freedom fighters, or people who go against the grain. No, most of them are new and are ready to, and with a new kind of understanding of how we're going to express our angst against these problems.
M1 says people in the Occupy movement were trying to call attention to high unemployment and other problems in society.
Mainly the criticism is that there's obviously something wrong. I think that's the thing. I think what we're looking at is this huge web of contradictions. And I think, that is what the Occupy movement is on the top of, which I think makes people brave and courageous.
M1 produced a song with the Italian musician Bono called 99%. It also features rappers Talib Kweli and Militant A. In both Italian and English, the song expresses anger against big companies and financial institutions.
Look, IMF, World Bank, what it look like? In your suit and your tie looking crook-like. Yeah, your wife better hold a pocketbook tight. If it slip one time, then it's good night. Yeah, they know what they stole from us. Bankroll and my golden stuff. Rolls Royce looking old and plush.
So what does M1 think the answer is?
So I think the answer could and should be sharing those resources amongst the people who are the work, who produce it, who make it happen around the world. And then, that would mean them sharing the power and empowering and disempowering the huge conglomerate imperialist structure of corporations that hold sway in the world. And that will make a few small people angry, but they're strong enough to have an army behind them. But then we have to figure out how to wrestle the power out of the hands of those greedy few.
New York, D.C., what it look like? Phoenix, A.Z., what it look like? Cali, where you at? This is a good fight. This chess king, queen, porn, rook, knight. You can stop looking for me, I'm right here.
Kim Barzi wrote this week's program. You can read and listen to our show, add comments, and get podcasts at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for explorations in VOA Special English.